be some accordion later. Don't worry.
So, without further delay, let's make these three welcome. Take it away.
I'm not afraid of the dark. amazing idea.
But basically, briefly tell the story of, like, you know, we went on the ocean and landed on the beach and walked across the mountains of Virginia, and we found that our crocodiles down in the south of Louisiana, and how pretty much they name a bunch of animals and their habitat and how happy they are to be there, and how the girls are the best cook and the guys are the best dancers, and we found paradise down in the south.
I'm moving there.
It's almost like a real estate ad for moving.
You can get a drive-through delivery down
I think it also says Cajuns are the best citizens in the world.
Yeah, the old Cajun guys are the best citizens of the world.
Yeah, the old.
They cut wood for their wood stove and they drink moonshine all winter long.
Good citizen right there.
That's
sounds like our
citizen.
For that last one, but any of these you want to sing along with. Make sure you do. We'll do one called Down the River. Let go. And this one's a great one that we got from Craig Johnson from the Double Decker String Band. He passed away way too young, about a year and a half ago. But big influence on us. And anybody that's into old time music, pretty much.
There's 18 pounds of meat on the weekend.
recording, or his fiddle playing debut on the new recording.
Oh, that's right. Really did help me play. But
then he won't stop.
Just one song on the mandolin, the rest on the fiddle.
Yeah, they're like, what about that mandolin? There's a great fiddler, he actually was a great banjo player, Kyle Kreen, but had a great fiddle record out. They played a bunch of great tunes. This one's called Liza James, Kyle Kreen. Actually met some folks the other day, they called it Sunday Morning Blues.
Oh,
and they've been playing it, same tune. So I guess Saturday evening could turn into Sunday morning pretty quickly. You could be confused, I can understand how that would work. set list with us. We left it somewhere. Oh, yeah. All right. We'll do an original one here, though. A song I wrote called Going Home.
All right.
And a great band on player, fiddle player back home got me inspired on this one. We were playing a gig together, and he was filling in on guitar. He's just usually a mandolin player and sort of the king of the mandolin as far as I'm concerned. And I had this lick I was playing, and I couldn't figure out what song it was. I yelled, I said, Greg, what is that song? What is this tune? He just looked at me with a blank look. I said, what is that tune? He goes, I don't know. It sounds like some gospel tune to me. So I went home and wrote this tune.
Right. You just wrote it, right?
You just wrote it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Still going home.
Yeah.
No, all right. No, the, wait, what's it called?
What's the chorus?
Innocent Road.
Yeah.
by something that you don't hear too often. It's a revolutionary for us. It's a medley.
Yeah.
We go to Ireland every year, and we always joke about that over there because you know, they play tunes like once through.
Twice.
Switch off.
Twice.
It's actually three times.
Depends on where you are.
We'll try one here that we learned from our good buddy Rafe. We'll start it off with a tune called Hell and Scissors, mm-hmm. Then go to a good old Midwestern tune called Hickman County. Somehow they work together, I think.
It does start with H.
Yeah.
Right.
Daredevil.
What's that?
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
It's actually
very, very risky. Very risky business.
We're going to change our name to the Evil Knievel Stream Band.
And you're going to have to change that 90 mile an hour song
right.
So it's a little faster.
Right.
There.
190 miles an hour. I guess 90 miles an hour in the 50s was
pretty fast. Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever. We got any like brakes, we got airbags.
It doesn't really
do
that. It's only going 90 miles an hour.
Thank you.
old gospel one here.
Yeah. New gospel,
slow it down.
Back down to 90 miles an hour again.
We'll go back down to 90 miles an hour.
Control this thing.
We'll play this song called Hold to My Hand, and we got this recording from Eastern Tennessee. What's it called? The Pine Breeze Collection. They just send a bunch of students out in the counties to record old folks playing music, and this comes from the Bice family.
Someday when I travel my
I can do whatever needs to be done.
Play bass, baby.
All the dishes.
Bass, okay.
Are you in here?
I'm a Jesus.
Sandy's father.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a Lynn guitar.
Lynn guitar.
And, on there for, and we think it's one of the best guitars out there. He's made, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them.
Thank you.
can't decide if this one's actually a gospel song or a drinking song. You don't have to say cross the gospel.
Probably both.
This is an old sweet one called Go Home. And we don't mean that.
Does that
sound
right?
Same three chords?
Thanks so much. We'll be getting Jesse and Joelle up after this. Big old occasion through there.
Turn.
You
this anymore?
Nope.
So I'd just like to point out that this is definitely not the opening band here. I've played music with just about every Cajun musician in Southwest Louisiana. And there's definitely no other musicians I'd rather take the stage with than these guys. All right. Woo! I think I speak for Jesse when I say that too.
That's right.
I'm pretty happy to be here for y'all. And we're going to...
We're not from Philadelphia. Well, and I'm in here.
I guess for those of you who don't know, this is Jesse Leger on the accordion, I'm sure you know.
time we started off a gig on this trip, all of my strings go like completely slack during the first hour. But anyway, I think we're getting close here. Cajun accordion. It was before the Cajuns kind of took over. it was called the German accordion. It's the same thing. It's got a, it's got 10 buttons, as you can see, and it's, it can really only play in two keys, in C and in G, pretty much. You can do a little bit in F, but it's got 4 reeds per note. This closes off a bank of reeds for each thing. And my dad's been making these since 1965. He made this one that Jesse's playing. In fact, the day Jesse picked this accordion up, he went to the Black Pot Festival and he won the accordion contest, beating out all of his It's a really unique instrument, and it's I always give the accordion a really hard time because it's just super obnoxious. It's like a banjo, the Cajun version of a banjo. I guess it's just so loud.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
But it, actually, there's a special feeling about having one of these accordions brand new. I have two other Acadian accordions, but I never had a brand new one, and this was really special deal. And it's number 2 of 10 of the commemorative series. He made 10 of them. And he made 10 Pioneer. The Pioneer series resembles these, but it's a little bit different. And I think that one fascinating thing in particular that Mark autographed the inside of this accordion. Mark doesn't autograph anything. He autographed the inside of the accordion, and Joel did, and Tina. And been a special instrument, and it was a really special day, I think. It just all came out. I took Wilson out, and I took Steve out. It really felt special to be playing a brand new Mark Savoy accordion, and not to mention that it was mine. I've been playing accordion for 40-something years, and 40 years later I have a brand new Mark Savoy accordion. So it's really something he plays. It's a really good accordion. I think I could play one of his accordion blindfold and tell you if it's his or not.
Our set list is in Jesse's mind. Jesse's got this thing. He has a repertoire that spans days. We do some tours where on the first night he'll say, I'm going to play this dance tonight. I'm not going to repeat any for the next 5 or 6 days. We'll play and play and play, and he's always pulling out new stuff. And you never know what he's going to pick, and a lot of times there's tunes that picks aren't that much fun. We'll do that one tomorrow. we'll keep it casual.
No, I won't forget. Okay, we're gonna do it's called. I think we probably played this one already, but we went to dance.
Really?
Thank you.
someone my greatest inspiration other than Mark Wahlberg. That's part of Cajun music too. I mean, they are mine. Recorded this back in the '20s, the 30s, I think. Called Orphan Waltz. Called Orphan Waltz. I don't remember what he called it. August Orphan Waltz, I think.
Thank you.
come from, I was just going to explain to you where we come from and what we're doing here. We're from the southwest of Louisiana, over there right by Texas. Like, Louisiana's a boot, and we come from the ankle bone area. That's kind of where all of the French in Louisiana has kind of accumulated in that area. Our descendants were from not too far from where Nadine is from, up in eastern Canada. And we speak antiquated French, and that's what Jesse's singing in. And I'll try to translate some of them for you when there's like a particularly pretty lyric to the songs, but mostly it's like a blues music. Most of the stuff he's saying is like, she left me, I'm sad. And, you know, I mean
it's more like country music, you know?
It's like country and blues music. I mean, a lot of the lyrics are about the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of our music was translated from into French, from old country tunes. And that's a lot of what this group is, we're trying to do is to bring back some of those old songs. You know, a lot of the country stuff was redone in French. Just bands like were fiddle string bands back when the accordion head came in at some point and then went out again because they were hard to get. And everything was going back to fiddle and guitars and string bands, and they were doing a lot of Texas swing and whatever they could dare to do, you know. So a lot of the Cajun music was a lot of our prettiest waltzes actually came from.
You want to play one, man?
Yeah.
I'm gonna translate what he said.
No, she doesn't have a mic tonight.
But also another thing, somebody was commenting about Jesse's voice. He said they never heard anything like that. Well, this is an old music, you know. It's one of the older. Just like old-timey music, it's one of the oldest forms of traditional music in America that still exists today. And Jesse's singing comes from a time before amplification. And when if you wanted to be heard, you had to sing like that to cut above everything else and above the shuffle of feet on the dance floor. And so this is dance music. It's made for socializing, for drinking beer, for hanging out, talking, and dancing, really, you know. So it's awesome to be here doing this, but really this isn't how this music would normally be experienced.
Not nowadays.
But why don't you do one of those tunes?
This tune was, we actually have it on our CD. This tune was done, originally written by a guy, my name is Joe Warner, from Crowley, Louisiana, and Webb Pierce made the, actually put it on the chart. It's called Wandering, and we did it on the CD, and I sang it in French to Caleb, because Angie's working on it. But we'll do Wandering for you.
Okay, hold on a second. Before we do that, then, let's not put the other part except when he sings. Since we usually have a steel guitar that plays and picks up this part, it'll just make it easier. So we'll do that. I'm not going to play Paul's part.
Let's go.
Y'all got that?
Caleb can play it,
can't he?
You play the sax.
Okay. This music just off the cuff mostly anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
sing you when I open the door. This is one of my favorite songs. We put out a record a while back. It was right before. How many of y'all have been to the Red Sick Ramblers Black Pot Festival? Well, last year, right before the festival, we were all at my house hanging out, and we made a record like in a day, pretty much. We all just got in there and just started playing tunes and stuff, and that's the one we brought with us. But this was one of the first tunes we did. It just kind of—it's like my theme song, I think. To my
Don't let
life.
The day thing scare you. It's a good CD. You don't believe in dubbing and stuff, you know. It's good.
The day before we made the Foghorn Trio. Right.
Well, really, we play you one if you want.
We just did everything real natural, open windows, open doors and stuff. And, but this song is called Let's Go to Bayou Courtablau, and the lyrics say, let's go down to Bayou Courtablau and let's get some firewood and let's make a fire and let's cook some, what, some sand crabs and let's cook some turtles and pretty much anything we can get our hands on. That's kind of how we live.
It's raw and cook it.
It's all about having a good time, so.
Sounds good.
Let's go to Courtablau.
Don't dare up.
We have a habit of playing until they kick us out. Last night time we played in D.C. and they made us stop. First of all, we turned the PA off so we wouldn't disturb the neighbors. Then we kept playing, and then the neighbors still started pitching, so we had to stop.
We're the main reason they stopped using the PA at Fiddle Tune at 10 o'clock.
But, you know, dancing or not, I have to say, and some of y'all have been here before, but I really think, thanks to Kurt and Jen, I mean, this is one of my favorite places, and thanks to Rafe, who brought me here for the first time.
Yeah.
This is one of the
thank you.
makes this such a beast is that if you look under this fiber, there's four holes, right?
Yeah.
So for every time he pushes a button, you're hearing four reeds about the size of my thumb. He's got a high one, two middle ones, and a low one. So that's what's happening up here. Every single button's got four notes. It's super loud. A concertina only has one, I think.
Right.
And over here, on this side,
I'll play loud.
Over here, he's got only two notes. He's just got a bass and a chord. So he's a concertina. The scale is split up, I think, on both sides. So you play melody on both sides. This is just melody here and backup over there.
And each one of these buttons has a different sound.
Right, if you push, it's one way to pull up.
That's not like a concertina.
So it's not
right.
Okay. It's a little
more.
I think it would be a little more difficult than a piano accordion. I can't play a piano accordion, but on a piano accordion, you don't have to worry about it, whether you're pushing or pulling. This thing here, you have to make up your mind, like, whether you're going to push or pull this next button, and where it's at. It could be up here, it could be down here.
Does it make a difference how you're curving, because you like pull this way and put that? Comfort.
He's showing off.
He's just showing off. You want to play John Can't Dance?
I'll tell you what, I didn't use so much air to play accordion, but.
When his hair is real long,
the more excited I get, the more bellows I use.
We usually have a fan.
And I do play a lot. This accordion actually is really loud. It's louder. I had some sea reeds in this accordion, just like this one, and it's twice as loud.
All right, so this is in the key of C. You can only play in C and G. This is in the key of D. It's a whole step up. So it's a little bit brighter.
So it's only in the key of D.
D, you can play in D and A and a little bit in G.
So when he pushes, all the bass notes, it's one. When he holds on the bass, it's different.
It's a lot like a banjo, how you get locked into a key.
I can't see instrument at all, so this is fascinating.
It's diatonic.
Hey,
two tones for each button.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really expecting a request, but it's awesome that we have one. For Johnny Can't Dance, this is a fun little, it's an accordion show-off.
I have one too.
Huh?
I have one too for later.
All right.
My drum loops, can you do that?
Probably so, yeah.
We won't play that for money.
So this is an awesome little accordion team that kind of showcases what the instrument can do. Something called Johnny Cash.
This was also recorded by one of my great inspirations, Lawrence Walker, did this. And also Elvis Presley had. Now this claims Lawrence stole it from him. Lawrence probably said Elvis stole it from him.
Nobody plays it like Jesse.
And then know where it comes from.
Let's do half-half.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
No. Oh, yeah. I think my
C triangle over there. By the way, I just want to point out, Caleb made this triangle a few weeks ago. Woo!
Yes!
He made it out of an old hayrake time. He went to his
hands.
I was
like,
Johnny Can't Dance!
Jamie!
puts you in a trance, something like that. It's really just repetitive, and it's all about setting the right groove for the dancers to enjoy.
Yeah.
And letting the accordion player show up.
Oh, was that supposed to show up?
No, that's gonna be this song. This is the show off song.
Let's do a waltz and play that at Corville's. You wanna do that? And then do a.
Did mean no Corville set?
No, you play a waltz. Hey, you wanna do one of my hits?
No,
I always, Jesse has this, I mean, you all heard his voice, he can hit these high notes that nobody else should be able to hit. And I always request these ridiculously high songs because I love the way he sings them. And usually he tells me, tomorrow.
That was yesterday, though, tonight.
But he did play him yesterday.
I was starting a new nickname for Joel, Spot.
He's going to start charging me for that.
Putting on the spot. I will do a kind of a high. I know when the 99-year walk, I did that for you. That's high enough. you gotta be careful. These people won't be able to mind their hearing in there.
That's
a
great
one. Yeah.
99-year walk.
in Louisiana, especially the area where I come from, is a really long tradition, an old tradition of Cajun fiddle and twin fiddle and all kind of fiddling. But one of the, I guess the grandfather of Cajun fiddle, a guy named Dennis McGee. Dennis was a, it's a funny name. Somebody once asked him about the name McGee, and he said, if it was a French name. And he said, well, I never met a McGee that doesn't speak French. And he was basically the link to the past for all of these old fiddle tunes. He knew all these tunes from his grandfather and his great-grandfather that nobody else in the area ever knew or remembered. And it was all these tunes played from a time before the modern waltz was on the scene in Louisiana. There were valsudians and cotillions and dances like contra dances where you were in a big line and there was never couple dancing at this point. Dances in the round, they'd call them. They'd play like a mazurka and all this stuff. As soon as the modern waltz appeared on the scene around the same time as the accordion, all of that other stuff disappeared because all of a sudden a man could dance with one girl next to him all night. And instantly all that other stuff disappeared. But thanks to Dennis McGee, who recorded back in the late 20s, we have a huge collection of these old fiddle tunes that come from anywhere from Canada to France to stuff he made up. So Sammy is, as you've heard, an awesome fiddle player. And we'll play you one of those tunes, something called a Corville's Fetish, or Corville's Favorite. Dirk Powell, y'all probably know Dirk.
Yeah.
And I had met these guys at fiddle tunes and various places, and one time in May, about 2 or 3 years ago, Dirk called
tell
me
up. What fiddle tunes is.
Fiddle tunes is in Port Townsend, Washington. It's the most awesome festival in America. And one time in May, it was like a Tuesday, Dirk, or Monday, Dirk called me up. He said, hey, you want to go to Ireland? I said, sure. He said, what are you doing this weekend? I said, I said, I'm down. And so he bought me a ticket, and we went, and these guys were the backup band, and we all just, all three of them here, and we just kind of hit it off and started playing more and more, and this kind of just happened. And Caleb had this, still has this great honky-tonk band where they play lots of country music and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we also have a drummer and a steel guitar / electric guitar player that plays with us sometimes from Caleb's band. And we recorded that last tune. We were all in the studio together, and we didn't want to leave anybody out. So they kicked it off. They started like this surf rock rhythm, like that tune. We recorded it like that, so it was a lot of fun. But we'll get Caleb to do some of this kind of hybrid stuff we've been talking about, because Cajun music and country music do have a long history of shared repertoires and things like that.
How long ago was that you went to, like, had that call and you all started playing with them?
That one was 2 years ago, but then we made the record last fall.
So we've kind of been doing this for about a year now. It's kind of seen.
It's working.
Yeah, it's fortunate for us.
Going back to the key of red.
It's a good key.
The crawfish key.
It's a good key. That's red.
What are we going to play? Right. Okay, so this is the title track from our CD.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
So Dolly Parton, y'all know, is an amazing musician, wonderful songwriter. Incredible. I got turned on a couple of her songs years ago from Emilio Harris doing some concerts up on Orcas Island where I said it's from, and started listening to more of her songs and realizing that there's so many great songs out there. We've been doing one that she sang with Porter Wagner called The Right Combination, which I think is one of the few positive songs. Dolly Parton is great for putting out good, happy country songs. A lot of them are like the Cajun ones, like the blues, and they're all sad. She left me, and all that kind of stuff. So they needed us in this one. And we
what
needed
else did you sing about?
What else is there to sing about? Well, when you find someone you like, you might want to tell them something cool.
You're going to have a heartache to sing blues.
We gonna kick it off? I forgot how we played this one.
Jesse kicked it off. Hey, you want to take it? How are we doing?
Yeah.
You got it?
Barn String Band. We play dance music. The country band back home plays dance music, and this is well, play dance music. And so you know, come together on a lot of those things. And like Jesse was saying earlier, there's a lot of songs that have been translated both ways.
Let's do that.
There you go. Yeah. Here's one that we just turned into a Cajun tune.
So we'll make another dance music CD with a DJ next year.
DJ Jazzy Jesse.
So we have this song from Loretta Lynn, another great country singer-songwriter, amazing woman. So dedicated to all the parents out there. Keep going.
And up here.
And up here.
Somebody else, I guess from, was it Bessie Smith or somebody? What's the matter with the mill? And Caleb's got another song, it almost fits the same footprint
that I wrote. It just
that he wrote.
It comes in that same form, crooked blues tunes. But.
So we'll play it. All right. All
right.
In the key of G.
They go together.
If y'all want to sing along, how many of you speak French? Anybody? One, two. It's real simple. So the chorus says, "Quoi y'a avec le moulin?" And he's saying, "What's the matter with the mill?" And our job is to say, "It done broke down." And the way we say that is, "Il est cassé."
Il est cassé.
So when we start shouting, y'all are supposed to be shouting, "Il est cassé."
Il est cassé.
That means it is broken. Thank you.
with twin fiddles is one of my favorite things to hear, aside from the accordion. I get to sing it with Nadine, and I'm a happy guy. So, take a sad song, take a sad song, put it in a good situation, and it makes everything better.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think we all are on the same page, and that's why we work so well together. But the best music is made by people that don't necessarily have to be friends, but that are all kind of in it just for the love of doing it. We're not striving for perfection or anything by far. Really? Just having a good time and just enjoying it, you know, and I think hopefully y'all are picking up on that and enjoying it too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's our motto. So we'll wrap up with this one. Just a little. Just a little.
You think this is fun? We've been traveling now for a few days in two cars, but tomorrow all of this has to fit in one minute.
Plus a drum kit and two amps.
And all our suitcases. This is going to be fun.
The car is smaller than the space. It's a mini.
Anybody want to go to Savannah?
I think what I said about getting stuff perfect is practice, and get a song perfect, and then you get up here on the bandstand and you worry like hell about screwing it up. Yeah. And you don't have time to have fun. So. Off the cuff is the best.
So we just screw up all the time and then.
Smile and body, you don't know any different.
Moving on to the next town.
Yeah, if we screw up, we just go to the next town tomorrow. So.
All right, just a little.
Just a little.
couldn't have gotten out anyway, Janessa. I guess
that's part of the design.
Do you have a an Appalachian Cajun country trilogy?
Rick, you want to try to play some Cajun?
That's what you can do.
What?
You want to try to play some Cajun music with?
What would I play?
Banjo? Sit right there. Banjo.
I don't know.
It's too much pretending right now.
Oh, yeah, let's think. Let's try to do that. All right, yeah, we'll try this. It's just G&D.
All right.
Just
G&D.
G&D!
This is a tune called, y'all know it as a Ogie from Muskogee, but we call it Cajun from Church Point.
I certainly do.
Come on, Ray. Y'all want to hear Ray?
Come on, Ray.
Perfect.
stop there.